Okay, so we're talking about the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that God, before He actually did anything else, He created the Aleph and the Bet, the alphabet, all sound. He is sound. So it's not like that sound didn't exist. It's sound manifested in a dimension that was beholdable. Sound manifested in a dimension that was comprehensible. If you think about your eyes, your ears, your smell, your taste, your touch, all the five senses, what are those things really doing for us? They're giving us perception. So you could say ears is perception. Nose is perception. Taste is perception. Feelings are perception. Right? So to perceive is to hear, O Israel, that the Lord thy God is one. Now we're going to talk about the first letter of the alphabet, Aleph. That's where we get the word aloof. It means like out of sight, out of understanding, just out of reach, to not know. For who can know God? Who can comprehend God? The Bible says that your mind cannot comprehend spiritual things. It's not possible. And the kingdom of God is in us. Now, there's something called sin that the Holy Ghost came to reveal. I know we think we know what sin means. And if we knew what sin meant, why would the Holy Ghost need to come and reveal something that we already knew by way of the Sadducees, the Pharisees, Ten Commandments, Moses, and all the prophets? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? Because if we knew what it was, it wouldn't need to be revealed. Holy Ghost came to reveal it. So we're going to talk about the Aleph and the Tav. Tav is the 22nd letter of the alphabet. Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet. That's where we get the name from. If you notice, alphabet ends in a T and begins with an A. That's not an accident. It's by design. Everything is by God's design. Now what you're going to find in everything that is created that God designed is there is a positive and a negative, and an all things are possible. But it's manifested in the two. Now, we've been taught about triune God, the Trinity, three in one. But we haven't understood what that means. So we just simply repeat what we've heard somebody say. And I've even had people say, you can't understand the Trinity. Well, I'm sorry, but the Holy Ghost came to reveal all truth. And all means all. It doesn't mean part. So I'm just one of these little kids that grew up saying, well, if my mama says I can, I can. And if my mama says I don't have to, I don't have to. I was in fourth grade, and it was Thanksgiving, and I had peas on my plate. And I didn't eat peas. I didn't like peas, never liked peas. My mama didn't make me eat peas. Well, I had a teacher come up to my table during lunch, and she said, you're going to eat everything on your plate. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. She said, yes, ma'am, you are. I said, oh, no, ma'am, I'm not. She said, well, you're not going to leave this cafeteria until you eat those peas. I said, then I'll sit right here and wait till my daddy comes and gets me at the end of the day. Thank you. Now, that might seem a little bit out of whack, but see, I know who my mama and daddy is. And when somebody comes along and tells me I have to eat something simply because they put it on my plate, I don't have to buy that. Amen. And just because somebody told me something in times past about the Word of God doesn't mean I have to buy it. Nor eat it, nor swallow it. Amen. And for years I did. I ate all kinds of stuff. And a lot of the things that I ate caused me to fear, but not fear the Lord. Caused me to fear lack, fear rejection, fear abandonment, fear not being accepted, fear your opinion of me. I feared all kinds of things. Why? Because I wasn't eating truth all the time. I was eating part truth, some truth, a little bit of truth, and I was eating the Word of God oftentimes as a seed, not as a revealed sprout Word of God. See, the sprout is where there is neither male nor female. The sprout is where the seed has been exposed to liquid or blessing or water or life, and then by design placed in the darkness. If that seed does not go in darkness, it will not sprout. Now, a sprout is one of the most nutritious things you can eat. As a matter of fact, bread is supposed to be harvested. The wheat is supposed to be harvested while it's actually sprouting. It's not harvested that way nowadays. So our gluten and the type of wheat that we get in our bread is not very good for us. That's why we have so many allergies. The reason that man doesn't wait and harvest it properly like God showed us is because it's less financially effective. And so we have all these wheat allergies and gluten intolerance. And by the way, gluten your body has to have because it's something that means to stretch. It means to have flexibility and strength. It's an opposite. Flexibility and strength at the same time. Which is what the letter Aleph is. The letter Aleph is made up of two letters. Remember I told you that everything is in twos? Why is everything in two if God's a three? Because until you complete a two, you can't get to three. We learned that like this. One, two, three. That's how simple it is. That's how simple. You have to have a fullness of two in order to manifest three. But we keep thinking of God as three, and we don't even understand one or two, much less the three. So I'm going to help you understand that. The letter Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet. It has a numerical placement of one. It's made up of three parts, but two letters. In the letter Aleph, there are two yuds. That yud is spelled capital Y-O-D. It's also made up of one vav. Vav is spelled V-A-V, capital V-A-V. Now, the number that is attached to the letter vav is the number six. Why is it that? Why is it the number six? Because it represents mankind. Now notice there's two V's in it. And make a side note. V and B is the same letter.
V and B.
V and B. In the Hebrew, it's called bet and vet. That's why, and it's also the same as the letter W and the letter M. And the letter N, if you look at it, they all look the same. They just are focused in a different direction or they manifest in a different angle. Look at the letter M. Look at the letter B. Look at the letter W. Look at the letter U. It's also the same as Y.
Yeah.
So if you don't understand word, guess what you don't understand? The word. No one ever taught me word. God woke me up in the middle of the night and said, go look up the 21st letter of the alphabet. I went to the Hebrew alphabet because he told me to. And it was the letter Shin. That was the beginning of me starting to study Hebrew letters because God woke me up and told me to do it. That letter happens to be two and a one. Right? And we say, one and a two and a one and a two. Right? We don't understand how important the number one, the number two, and the number three are.
How do you spell Shin?
S-H-I-N. And you can put a slash beside it and spell it S-I-N. Every seed has two sides. Every word has a positive and a negative. There is nothing that is created. There is nothing that manifests. There is nothing that is seen nor that is unseen that does not manifest as two so that three can be seen. That's why God is three. But God manifests himself in two so that three can manifest. So in the beginning, God created the Aleph and the Bet. In the beginning, God created all sound, and he created it in duality. In the Hebrew, the word is called Bereshit. And it means, in duality, God created all things so that we could see that God is good. So the whole purpose of duality is perception. How many eyes do you have?
Two.
Oh my goodness, there's that two. How many ears?
Two.
Oh my goodness, there's two again. How about how many nostrils?
Two.
Yet again, there's two. How many arms? How many legs?
Two.
Oh my goodness. Two, all over. It's twos. Why? Because without them, there is no balance. Without them, there is no sight. Without them, there is no perception. If I didn't have a rise and fall in my voice, you could not understand or comprehend anything. It would just sound like a high pitch. It would just sound like a noise. You got to have rise and fall. As a matter of fact, in order to ascend, you must first descend. You cannot jump, you cannot move in an upward motion at all unless you first descend. But however, we think descending or an abasement is a bad thing. Abasement's not a bad thing, especially if you live in hurricane or in a tornado alley. Right, hurricanes can get out of town, but tornadoes, they go underground.
In a basement.
That really is, means down below. It means to bow. It means to be humbled. It means to be without. It means to be poor. It means to have no knowledge or light of your own. It means darkness. Earth, listen at the word earth. E-A-R-T-H. Isn't that interesting? E-A-R in the word earth. And God created the heavens and the earth. Why? He created a place to manifest himself. He created a place so that he could be seen. Why? Because God is unseen and seen. It's manifested in the olive. So in the olive, this is how it's shaped. It's got a yud pointing up to heaven, faces heaven. It's got a yud that faces down towards earth, and it has a vav right in the middle of it. A vav is a slant with a little hook on it. It's actually like a really elongated yud.
We have a board.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to get it, that sounds good. Kind of looks like the letter X. As an X marks a spot. Yeah. So you've got a yud, a vav, and a yud. So why is the vav in the middle? Because it too represents duality. It has two sides. Has more than one dimension. But it represents to divide and to unite at the same time. So to divide and to unite at the same time. Why is that important? Because without duality, you can't see. Without division, you can't see. Listen to the word divine. Divine is what we call God, right? God is divine. It means one who divides. It means one who separates things. Will you need anyone's assistance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my husband's shaking his head at me like I'm crazy, but I think I can figure
it out. You got
it?
Okay.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to assist, you're welcome to. So, I'm going to draw the olive for you, but let's talk about the yod first. Y-O-D. The word yod means power and humility simultaneously. It means power and humility. Who was the most powerful man we've ever known on earth? Jesus. Who is the most humble man we've ever known on earth? Jesus. Who are we supposed to be patterning ourselves after? Jesus. Okay, now, this is another interesting part. The letter Aleph is number one. The letter Yud is number 10. So I'm going to draw it for you. Now, I'm not the best at drawing, like, you're just going to have to bear with me, because a yud is a very specific way to draw it, and I'm not that great at it, so I'll just do the best that I can. So we've got a face upward. It's going to connect, and this would be the face. It's got, like, a little tag on it, and then there's going to be a vav in the middle. Now, a vav, when a vav is really, really skinny, you can't tell that it has shape. It just looks like a line, but it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it appears as not really bent until the end. It's got like a little hook on it. And that hook, believe it or not, is a yud. That's what it is. Wow. It's actually a big, giant, long yud stretched out, bending over or bowing in humility. So it's the number six. Okay, that's the yud. It's got this little thing on it. So it's, if you can imagine this, since I'm not a great drawer, that's a yud pointing up, and now we're going to have a yud pointing down. So let me do the face first. It's going to touch. Okay. So that's it. That is an olive. So here's your yud. It's worth 10 points. It has the place value of 10. It means 1,000. And I'm going to explain this to you so that it makes sense. If you just understand this one letter, it can change your life, the way you look at every other letter and the way that you look at the beginning and the end. Just for namesake, let me show you what Tav actually means. It means the word mark or calculation. And what are we not supposed to be missing?
Mark.
Oh my goodness. It also means completion, or it is finished, kaput, crown, and the word bride. Don't miss the bride. Don't miss the completion. Don't miss the calculation. Don't miss the mark. Wow. If that don't blow your mind, something's wrong. That blows my mind. Okay, so we've got a yud, and a vav. So we've got a 10, and a 6. If you add that up, you get 26. Guess what that number means? The fullness of two in man. Wow. Add those two together, you get the number 8. It means new beginning. And every end is a new beginning. Every completion is a starting over for what? Number 9, harvest. Why? Because a bride gives a man his harvest of his seed.
Yeah.
That's what it means. So you've got power from above, unseen, or heaven. Okay, that's scribble, you heard. Okay, so power unseen from heaven. You notice how it's like a vessel?
Yeah.
Like a little, like a tributary? What's it, the word tributary? It has the word tri and the letter B and then the U and the letter T. Even in that word, it's saying three manifested in two to completion.
Wow.
And where do all the streams end up? In the sea. So you've got power from above manifesting in humility. What is humility? This bent thing. God manifested himself in matter. That in and of itself is humbling.
Yeah, right.
Why? God humbled himself in the form of a man and came from heaven to earth.
That's right.
Isn't this like super good? You thought that the dictionary was boring.
Hey now.
Right? Isn't, I mean, I just get so, I told Michael, I am like the nerd of the century.
She is.
Because I get so excited about letters and numbers because I can't hear a word anymore and not get a whole message out of one word. My brain is freaking out during praise and worship because every word, like, should preach that one, freaking out. Because there literally, if there were books written, the whole earth couldn't hold it. It takes the universe to express this. So if just the letter Aleph has this much information in it. Now listen how cool this is. To say the number 1,000 in Hebrew, it's this. E-L-E-P-H. Aleph. As opposed to Aleph. Why? E and A are the same thing. So it means a number that cannot be counted. It actually means fairest of 10,000. It means infinite.
Wow.
It means something you can't measure. So when it says God is faithful to 1,000 generations, this is what it's talking about.
Wow.
It's talking about God is faithful to a number that cannot be counted.
Wow.
God's faithfulness is not measurable is what it means.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's name. There are more names of the name of God starting with the letter A or Aleph than any other name of God.